So Baruch Hashem, we're back again in Eretz Yisrael. Last week we didn't have a shiur, I was in Chutz Laaretz. So the shiur today would be fitting for last week's parsha and for this week's parsha as well. So towards the end of Parshas Balak, we learn, V'yeshev Yisrael b'shitim v'yochal o'am liznois el b'nois mayav, v'atekrenu la'am lezivchei Eloiheyen v'yochal o'am v'yishlachavu le'Eloiheyen. So, Bnei Yismayev were used as a tool and a ploy to bring Eretz Yisrael, to bring Bnei Yisrael to idol worship and to Avodah Zorah, and ultimately it brought about Kinas Pinchas. And the Rambam, in Mitzvahs Lo Yisas Kuf Tzadik Dalet in Sefer HaMitzvah says that Yayin Nesech is an Issa D'Oraisa, and the source is Benois Midian. The Ramban says, no, we're dealing with an Issa D'Rabbanan of Stam Yainam. But as we learn, Perek Beis, the Masechet Avodah Zorah, Stam Yainam, wine of non-Jews is prohibited. It is one of the Gzeres Shegazu Chachomim Mishum Benoiseyem. And obviously, this parish is the source and it proves the danger socializing with non-Jews and drinking together, and ultimately what it brings to is intermarriage and the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban, in that very same source, Lo Tase Kuf Tzadik Dalet, argues that Pinchas, he brings a source from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aharon HaKohen was the first to impose Gzeiras Stam Yainam following the tragedy of Benois Midian. So today we will be discussing Stam Yainam, the prohibition on wine of non-Jews, and the broader aspect and the entire spectrum of various Gzeiras Shegozru Chachomem Mishum Benoiseyem. To build a wall to separate Bnei Yisrael from their surroundings, from other nations and other peoples amongst whom we live, Chazal instituted various different gezeiros. So Stam Yainam is Mishum Benoiseyem. That is what we learn in Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Pas Akum, the bread of non-Jews, is also prohibited, Mishum Benoiseyem, Avodah Zorah Lamed Hay Amud Beis, Bishul Nochri. So we all are familiar with the Yisr of Bishul Nachram, cooked food, cooked by non-Jews, and this is not a Gemara. The Gemara does not say why Chazal asked Bishul Nachram, but the opinion of Rashi, Daf Lamed Heyomet Beis and Avodah Zorah, and also the Rambam, Perek Yud Zayin, Halachat Esma, Macholas Asuros, that Bishul Nachram is Mishum Benoiseyem, like Pas Akum, like Stam Yainam. So wine that was offered as tekroivis li'avodah zorah, that is yayin nesach, might be an issa d'oraisa. But the broader prohibition to partake of any wine of non-Jews is derabonon. And similar to the gzeir of Stam Yainam, maga nochrim b'yayin shel Yisrael is also osor mederabonon, even though we are not confident and we don't know what the goy's intents were, but when a non-Jew touches wine, even if the wine belongs to a Jewish owner, it is asur mederabanan. So these are various different gezeiros that were prohibited by Chazal, Mishum Benoiseyem or Mishum Chasnus. So in the Gemara we find two different terms. The essence is the same, the terminology is different. Some sources, Chazal say Mishum Chasnus, Lo says Chatimba. In other sources, Mishum Benoiseyem. But the reasoning is the same and the essence is the same. Chazal saw the great danger, obviously starting off with the story of Benois Midian, of mingling and spending time and socializing with non-Jews, and therefore various prohibitions that Chazal instituted and put into place to prevent too much socializing with non-Jews that will bring about the demise of Klal Yisrael by intermarriage. So those are various prohibitions. And the basic question we will be dealing with tonight is, how do we relate to the entire spectrum of Issur Benoiseyem? Is it similar to any other Issa d'Rabbanan, regardless of what the motive and what the reasoning and what the origin and the tam of the Issa is? There are many Issa d'Rabbanan, Bosarov b'cholav azosam d'Rabbanan, and many other macholos asiros azosam d'Rabbanan. So stam yenam and pasakum and bisholakum would be the same? Or are there different rules and different halachas based on gzeiras chasnus? And do we say that the Issa will always be dependent on the reasonability? Is it reasonable to be choshish for ben aseim or not? So does the prohibition depend throughout the ages on how reasonable it is to be choshish leben aseim, lekula vilachomra? And would we say that in a situation, in different circumstances, in which gzeiras chasnus is totally unreasonable, we could be lenient, we could be mekel? Or the other hand, would we say we should be machmir beyond, above and beyond the Issa d'Rabbanan, if, according to the call of the times and the situation and the circumstances, there is a chashash of ben oseim? Or maybe would we say, an Issa d'Rabbanan is an Issa d'Rabbanan, regardless of the reasoning, regardless of the time, and there is no difference whatsoever between these Issurim and other macholos asurois that are also mederabonon. So based on the story of Bnei Samoyev, and based on the interesting chiddush that the Ramban brings from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron HaKohen, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Rosh Hashiva in history. He was the teacher of the entirety of Klal Yisrael. And Pinchas was one of Moshe's great talmidim. Pinchas and Yehoshua and Otniel ben Kenaz. And the Rambam writes in his introduction to Parsha Mishnah Lashas, and that's a line I quote very often because it's an extremely important line, the Rambam writes, Ma sheyasu Yehoshua vePinchas beinyan hu iun vasvora hu ma sheyasu Ravine veRavashi. Because throughout the ages, others, not Bnei Torah, not we, but others in the world of art, of you know, great painters and great sculptors and great writers, depicted the personalities of the Tanakh as very different than the personalities of the Mishnah and the Gemara. The personalities of Tanakh were all warriors the Rambam writes, Mashiyasu Yehoshua vePinchas beInyan hu iun vasvora hu Mashiyasu Ravine veRavashi. Yeshua and Pinchas sat in the yeshiva of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were mefalpel of the svora just like Ravine veRavashi. And I would say, Mashiyasu Yeshua vePinchas hu Mashiyasu Ravine veRavashi, veMashiyasu Ravine veRavashi hu Mashiyasu Harambam veHaramban, veBisoyse veHaramo, veKtsoyse veNasivis, veRabbi Kiva Egi veRabbi Chaim Brisker. So Moshe Rabbeinu was first and foremost, besides leading the Klal Yisrael and besides Yeshua's crusade to capture Eretz Yisrael, first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Rosh Hashiva, and Yeshua was a Rosh Hashiva, and Yeshua and Pinchas were the disciples, the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ma sheyasu Yeshua v'Pinchas be'inyanu iun v'asvora hu ma sheyasu Ravine v'Ravashi. So the Ramban brings from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that the first to be goyis of gzeiras ben oseim al stam yainan was Pinchas. And b'yom of shel Pinchas it wasn't niskabel, so it was gzeiras yud ches dover betchilas yemei hatanoim, as we find in Shabbos daf yud ches in the big sugya. And today we will focus first on the iser of stam yainan, wine of non-Jews, and we will broaden the discussion also to Bisholochem, to Pasakum, and to related topics. So one of the basic questions that Tosfos and all the other Rishonim deal with, as I mentioned, Yainom, Pitom, Bishulom, all these three are Mishum ben Oseim, but there's a very fundamental difference between Stam Yainom and Bisholochem and Pasnochem. Pasakum and Bisholochem are also Bachile veBishtia, but they're not also Banoah. Stam Yainam is the Mishnah Mefureshes in Daf Lamed, the Masechet of Zora, that it's also Bahanoah. And if the reasoning is Mishum Ben Oseim, Migzeres Chasnes, and that is the same by all three different Esurim, whether it's their bread, or their Tafshilim, or their wine, why is Yainam different than Pitom and Tafshilim? Pas Nochri, Bishul Nochri, Shemen Shul Nochrim is only Yosef Bachila Vebishtia. Yayin Esech is also Banua. So Tosfos asks this question, and I think there are three different terusim, three different drachim that we find b'divrei harishonim. In Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Zayin, Tosfos brings that by basic definition, yayin esach or stam yayinim should be the same as pas akum and b'shulei lochem. It should be also b'achilim v'b'shtiyah v'tu lo. However, because it is shachiyach, v'regilim lenasach af shelo b'fnei avodah zarah, that is why stam yayinim is also manoah. So basically, Tosfos means to explain. If all the chashash would be benoiseim, there would be no difference. Why would there be a difference between pasakum, bishul nachri, and stam yayinim? Gzeres benoiseim, it is sufficient if we say, you cannot eat and you cannot drink, and therefore we will not mingle. Therefore we won't socialize. But what is the chashash if we're going to sell stam yayinim? We're not going to spend time, we're not going to socialize, we're not going to be drinking, we're not going to get intoxicated together with the goyim. But why would it be an issur noah? So Tosfos says, the addition that stam yayinim is osam banoah is not based on gzeres benoiseim, but rather on chashash nesach. And the way I understand Tosfos, and there's no other way to understand Tosfos, it's quite obvious. Tosfos means to say, Chazal wouldn't aser stam yayinim chashash nesach. Because after all, it's a mute. Because usually, Nesach is performed in the presence of Avodah Zarah, just like any other Tekroivis of Avodah Zarah. So it isn't that common that a guy is Menasech Ayin Shelo B'fnei Avodah Zarah. That in itself wouldn't be enough reasoning to prohibit Pas Stam Yenom. So the basic prohibition is Mishum B'nei Seyem, Aval Im Kvar Asru. They broaden the prohibition to also include Issa Noah because sometimes they are Menasech Yayin Shelo B'fnei Avodah Zarah. And therefore, based on this Svora, many Rishonim maintain, and that is what Tosfos quotes in the name of the Rashbam, quoting his great Zaydi Rashi, quoting Tshuvas HaGaonim. So Rashi's Mesoiris in the name of the great Gaonim, quoted by Rashi's Talmud and Enikel, the Rashbam, brought in Tosfos Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis HaMasechet Avodah Zarah. Kivan shebizman haze ein hagoyim regilim lenasech, we could be mekel and stam yeinom, lahatia b'hanoah v'lesu b'shtiyah. Because imishum b'neiseyem, it wouldn't be an Issur Noah. It would be the same as Pasakam and Bishul Nochem. The reason Chazal were more machmir by yayin than by pas and bishul and shemen is because it was common that they were menasech yayin even in not in the presence of avodah zarah, and therefore there is room for leniency. Bearing in mind that today the entire concept of nesach is no longer common, because Tosfos writes already 1,000 years ago that hagoyim shebeinenu einom noyagim lenasech yayin. So we cannot uproot and be mevatel the entire Issa. But the chumra of stam yeinom she'osa b'hanoa mishum sheregilim lenasach sheloi b'mnei avodah zarah, one could be lenient, and therefore the Gaonim paskened that bezman hazeh stam yeinom osa b'shtiyah v'muta b'hanoa. So that is what we find daf nun zayin amid beis masechet avodah zarah, and also in the Tursim and Kuf Chav Gimel. Kuf Chav Gimel B'Yoredeim. Those are the halachas of Stam Yeinom. So the Tur and Sima Kuf Chav Gimel. The Tur even brings an addition, and that's a big chiddush. And the Tur says maybe the Gzeira of Stam Yeinom was put into place in two different stages. And the original Gzeira was only Isser Shtia Belvad, just like Pasakum, Bishulakum, and Shemen Shalakum. Only at a later stage, at a different time, in a later time, did they add on Issa Noah when they became aware that it is quite common that Gorim Amenasech Yayin, even Shalom Bifnei Avodah Zarah. So that is Alochan Shulchan Aruch, based on the Goyim, on Rashi, on Tosfos, that Bezman Hazeh Yesh Lokal, and Bezman Hazeh Din Stam Yeinom, Kedin Bishul Nochrim, Osa Bachila, Osa Bishtiyah, V'Muter Bahanoah. However, we find this Tosis in an additional source in Shabbos Yud Zayin Amid Beis, and the lashon of Tosis and Shabbos is somewhat interesting, and it is very unclear. So it would be to Ellis if I could get a small Shabbos Gemara. So if there's a Shabbos, we have one. We have one. We already have a Gemara. So Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, we find the same Tosis. In Avodah Zorah at great length, in Shabbos Bekitzonim, it's Al Piton Vishmano Mishem Yeinom, Hiksherivo, Mai Shno Shechmiru Tvei B'Yayin Lesa Banoa, Mipaz V'Shemen, She'ene Yosar Eile Bachile V'Tiretz, Mipnei Shehayayin Misameach Elokim V'Anoshim V'Hoyu Regilem Lenascha Afilu Sheloi, Bifnei Avodah Zorah. Oh, this is interesting. Shas Vilna HaChodosh. Well, I have Shas Vilna HaYoshon. So for many years, I was troubled, because in my Shas, the Loshon of Tosfos is, Regil and Anasach Shalo Bifnei Nochri. V'hoyel v'hutzrchu l'osre mishum benoiseyem. Nosnu boy chachomim din vechomer yayin nesach mamish. Kile fo omem ayum an aschem oisei afilu shelo b'fnei nachri. So in this new shas, instead of shelo b'fnei nachri, shelo b'fnei avodah zorah. And it is clear. It is clear that this is the proper gersa. Because the old gersa doesn't make any sense. Regilin lenaschem shelo b'fnei nachri. Who exactly is menasich? Im lo hanachri. So what does it mean, shelo b'fnei nachri? So it's quite obvious. This is the proper gersa. So whenever we have difficulty in understanding the lashon of Tosfos, the formulation of Tosfos, the most reliable source and the most practical source is Tosfos Arosh. Because of all the other rishonim, usually Tosfos Arosh is the closest to the Tosfos that we have al hadaf. And Tosfos Arosh here, not only we find the gersa that I just read from this Vilna HaChodosh, but the beginning of Tosis is also strange. Mepnei shehayayin misameach elokim v'anoshim v'hoyu regilem lenascha afilu sheloi b'fnei avodah zorah. What does he mean to say misameach elokim v'anoshim? So Tosis Arosh makes it clear there is two different terutzim. One is, Yayin misameach elokim v'anoshim, and by drinking together, the chashash is far greater that people will go too far. So as long as you eat bread, as long as you eat other dishes, you're in control, you don't lose control. But when you start drinking and you become intoxicated, that could really lead to too much togetherness. So according to the Tosfos Arosh, that is what Tosfos means when he says Mesameach Elokim V'Anoshim. And that is also what we clearly find in the Ra'oh in Bedek HaBayis. So I don't know whether everyone here is familiar. It is only when you really learn Issa V'Heta Be'in that you become familiar with the Torah HaBayis. But that is one of the fascinating Sforim that we were Zoichem Miyamois HaRishonim. And two giants really struggle, the Rashba and the Ra'oh. So the Rashba wrote his basic Sefer on Issa V'Heta named Torah HaBayis. Then the Ra'oh comes along and the Ra'oh writes Bedek HaBayis. And he does a very thorough checkup and examination, checking out the job that the original builder did. You know, in modern Hebrew, we say Bedek HaBayis means really checking out whether the construction and the engineers did a good job. So the Torah HaBayis is the Rashba's basic Sefer Issa V'Heta. The Ra'oh writes Bedek HaBayis, and then the Rashba responds with Mishmeres HaBayis. So there's three different stages in the big polmus between two giants of Yemois HaRishonim and Issa V'Heta. So Bedek HaBayis, Bayis Lishi Shar Zayin, the Ra'oh writes clearly what we see in Tosfos Shabbos, Yud Zayin Amid Beis, and in Tosfos Arosh. So actually, the Rishayim give two different suggestions. Why Chachamim were machmir tfei b'stam yenom, ma'asher, b'pasakum, or b'bisholakum. Bisholakum, pasakum, shemenakum is only also b'achile v'bishtia. Mishum b'roiseyim. So why regarding wine of non-Jews were Chazal machmir, and they said it's also also b'anoa. So one approach, which all the Rishonim bring, including the Tur in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, is Kivan she'oso mishum b'noiseyem, they added on an additional prohibition, Issa Hanoa, because it was not very common, but sometimes the Goyim were menasechai and even shalom b'fnei Avodah Zorah, and therefore nasnu l'stam yenem chumras Avodah Zorah. But the other approach that we find in Tosfos Shabbos Yud Zayin and in Tosfos Rosh and in the Bedek Abayis, in Bayis Shlishi and Tosfos Abayis, the Ra'ah, because the Cheshash of Ben Yisayim regarding wine is far greater and far closer than just merely eating together. And therefore, to ensure that Jews will not drink together with non-Jews, they instituted not only an Isser to drink, Stam Yenom, but Issa Hanoah, just to keep us totally far away from Yayin Shel Oivde Kechovin. According to approach number one, that the Issa Hanoah of Stam Yenom is not associated with Ben Oiseyem, but rather with the Dinam of Yayin Nesach, we still find two different interpretations. In the Dark Moshe, Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Kot Nalev. The Dark Moshe is the Ramah. And just like the Bes Yosef is the basis for the Shulchan Aruch, the Dark Moshe is the basis for Hagos Anamo and Shulchan Aruch. So the Dark Moshe offers two different interpretations. Number one is from the Ran. Number two is based on the Lashon of the Tur. So explains the Dark Moshe. One approach would be, and he quotes this approach from the Ran in Masechet Avodah Zorah. The basic issa of Stam Yenom is Mishum Chasnus, Mishum Benoiseyim. Mechashash Nesech, Chazal would not prohibit Stam Yenom. Because this of Yayin Nesech is basically Tekroi V'Savodah Zorah. And if we don't know the Goy was Menasech, why would we answer? However, the basic issa is Mishum Benoiseyim. Chazal added on an issa Mishum Yayin Esach. Either because sometimes the non-Jews are menasechayin shaloi b'fnei Avodah Zorah, or, and that is what the Dark Moshe quotes from the Ran, ilav ho lo kaimi ho. Because once Chachomim asked Stam Yayinam, people will confuse Yayin Esach with Stam Yayinam. And if Stam Yayinam is mutar b'hanoah, people would think that Yayin Nesach is also Mutar B'Hanoah. And Yayin Nesach, Shenis Nasach, B'fnei Avodah Zorah, definitely is also B'Noah, like any other Tegrovis Avodah Zorah. And therefore, people shouldn't be Mekel, Be'issa Noah Shel Yayin Nesach, Chazal saw a need to ask Stam Yenom B'Noah. Because once Chazal asked Stam Yenom, people would confuse Stam Yenom with Yayin Nesach. And that was the need, the necessity, to ask Stam Yenom b'Noah. That is one approach. The other approach, says the Dark Moshe, is more shriruti, mandatory. It's not because of an actual chashash, oto yayin nesach, but rather, it's yayin. At the end of the day, it's yayin. So when they asked Stam Yenom, asuhu kechumras, Yayin Nesach. What would be the difference between the two different approaches? And the second approach is based on the Lashon of the Tur. The Tur does not explain because Chachamim were Choshesh. If Stam Yenom wouldn't be Issa Hanoah, people would be Mekel be Yayin Nesach. The Tur also does not explain because the Cheshash, maybe they were Menasech Shelo b'fnei Avodah Zorah. The Tur merely says, Yayin is Yayin. So when they asked Stam Yenom, they were metak and Stam Yenom has the same din of Yayin Esach. So the Dara Kamoshe says, according to formula number two, according to definition number two, Kach tiknu chachomim, it's a dovash anase b'minyan, tzorach minyan achala atiroi, there would be no room for leniency b'zman hazeh. There would be no difference b'zman hazeh or b'zman chazal. Because the general rule by all the gzeres chachomim is afal pi shebotel atam loy botel eiso. However, according to approach number one, that the Issa Hanoa is based on a reasonable chashash, maybe there were menasach. If we would be makel by stam yeinim, people would be makel by yayinesach. There is room for the argument, which Rashi quotes from the Geonim, bizman hazeh ein regilem lenasach klal, and therefore we could be makel an Issa Hanoa. So the Dara Kamoshe gives two different approaches and its nuances, because both are dealing with one mahalach in Tosfos, that the chumra of Issar Hanoaf and Stam Yeinom is not associated with Benoiseim. It is associated with Yayin Nesach. Still, two different, slightly different approaches. And the nafkamen is, Hayim yesh mokam lahokel bizman hazeh, because ein regilim lenasach. So actually, we have two basic approaches, but shnayim shem shalosh, not shnayim shem arba. So according to the Ra'o in Bedek Abayis, Toises and the Rosh Shabbos Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the Issar Hanoa b'Stam Yeinim is also based on Benoiseim, has nothing to do with Yayin Nesach. It is because the chashash of Benoiseim regarding wine is far greater than the chashash regarding other foodstuffs. And therefore, by yayin, chachomim were more machmir, mishum benoiseim. But the other approach that is more common in the Rishonim, based on Rashi, Rashbam, Tosfos, and the Turis, no. Issar Hanoa b'Stam Yeinim has nothing to do with benoiseim. Im mishum benoiseim, yayin wouldn't be different than pas, or bishul nochri. It is based on a chashash of Yayin Nesach, and according to this Mahalach, the Dara Kamoshe still suggests two different approaches. And the Kula of the Ga'onim only fits in with one of the two approaches, that they were actually Choshesh Shemi HaKilu B'Yayin Nesach, and therefore B'Zman HaZeh She'en HaGilim LeNesach, there is room for leniency. So what we see is two different approaches in the Dara Kamoshe. Do we say this is an Issa D'Rabbanan, V'Mashe Gazru Gazru, and Gzeiros don't change with passing of time, and changing social norms do not affect Gzeiros Chachamim, Mashe Asru Asru? Or maybe would we say no, the entire spectrum of Bishul Nochri, Pas Nochri, Stam Yeinom is different than other Isurei Hanoa. And in these Isurim, it does depend on social norms. So in a day and age in which it is extremely uncommon to be Menasei Chayin, we could be Mekel. And maybe in different circumstances, we could be Mekel even regarding Chasnus. So this brings us from Stam Yeinom, the entire discussion we had up to this moment that was dealing with Yayin Shaloiv Dekachovim, and now we move over a bit to Pas Nochri and Bishul Nochri. Regarding Pas Nochri, Mishum Benoiseim, we find in Shuvas Arash, Bechelek Aleph Semen Reish Mem Ches. Could we partake from the bread that Christian clergy baked? So obviously, in their monasteries or in their churches or in their homes of worship, they baked bread. So could we buy that bread? Because they have no daughters. So if the cheshash is mishum benoiseim, so they don't get married. So they don't have kids. If they don't have kids, there is no gzeira benoiseim. That is what they ask the Rashba in Semeresh Memches. And the Rashba says, no, regardless of whether they have children or they don't have children, the gzeira is a gzeira, v'ein mokem lohokal. And a simakuf yud beis, sif aleph, We find that halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch brings that also pasak mishum ben Yisayim, hago. It's not entirely clear whether the hago is that amor or some other achrayim. Afilu b'mukim she'ein lachshesh mishum chasnus also. And the Taz, Sif Kotan Aleph writes, loy plug chachamim. Shach Sif Kotan Zayin gives a somewhat broader explanation. It's not loy plug, but it is rather, the cheshash is not that you're going to marry the baker's daughter. Doesn't matter whether the baker has kids or he doesn't have kids, whether he's 15 years old or 100 years old, whether his kids live with him or not. The cheshash is not you're going to marry the baker's daughter. The cheshash is we shouldn't mingle with the goyim, we shouldn't socialize, because down the line, socializing with them and spending time with them and participating in their simchas and in their feasts and in their meals could ultimately bring to too much kiravadas and to intermarriage. And therefore, wouldn't matter whether he's a priest or not a priest, whether he has kids or doesn't have kids, and that is the explanation of the Shach and Sif Kotan Zayin. Both are in Tshuvas HaRashba. Both what the Taz says, Loi Plug, and what the Shach says, both are in Tshuvas HaRashba. But what is even more important, that in the last paragraph in that Tshuvas, Simen Resh Mem Ches Chelek Aleph Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rashba says his fundamental approach, and the Rashba says that this Isser of Pasakum, just like all other Gzeres Chachamims, are not dependent on the circumstances in every different situation, in every different day, in every different age. These are Isurim Derabonan, which are Lenetzach Netzachim, and they do not change even when social norms change, and even when the Gzera would seem unreasonable, that makes no difference. Masha Osru Osru, Masha Gazru Gazru. And that is a basic principle that we find in Beit Sedaf Hei, and I think we spoke about this in the past. So the Chiddush of the Rashba is, Isur B'nei Seim is no different. And just like all other Isurim Derabonan are intact, whether they seem reasonable or not, the same applies to the Isur of Pasakum. And therefore the Rashba says, even when the clergy are baking bread and they don't have any kids, that makes no difference whatsoever. And Pasakum is also b'chol inyan u'b'chol shor u'b'chol zman u'b'chol mokaim, whether it seems reasonable to be choshesh for chasnus or it seems unreasonable. That's Tshuvas HaRashba. However, the Ra'o has a totally different opinion. And it is the same Ra'o that I quoted just a few moments ago. Toiras HaBayis, Bayis Gimel, Shar Zayin. So the Rashba called the Sefer Toiras HaBayis. And following the basic name of the Sefer, the way the Sefer is put together is Batim and Sha'orim. And every Bayis has various different Sha'orim. Bayis Gimel, Shar Zayin. In Bedek HaBayis, the Ra'o writes a lengthy discussion, and he writes, the entire spectrum of Stam Yainim, Pas Akum, Bishul Akum, does depend on the reasonability of Chasnus. And he analyzes many halachas. Chazal were mechalek between Pas Bala Bayis and Pas Palto. Because by Bayis, Bala Bayis, if it's a personal, private person that's baking bread, there's a greater cheshash of Ben Oseim. When you're dealing with a bakery that sells bread for hundreds of people and you come to the store, then the cheshash of Ben Oseim is a very distant, a very remote cheshash. And that all explains, so we do see that this Isser is different than other Isura Derabonan. Because Chazal in the first place did differentiate between situations in which chasnus would be a reason of a cheshash, and other situations in chasnus would be a remote cheshash. And that's why there were mechalek between Pas Bala Bayis and Pas Palto. And therefore, the Ra'o goes on to argue that even today we could be meikel in situations in which chasnus would seem to be a remote cheshash. And the Ra'o, l'shitosoi, is mechadesh various kulas in the sugya of Pas Akum. Bein Ashar, he writes that when we asked a goy to cook for a choyla, even people that are not ill could partake from that food because the cheshash of chasnus would be unreasonable. It's not that we mingle. It's not out of friendship. You know, we just needed his service to save a person whose life was in danger. And therefore, chasness would be unreasonable. And in that situation, one could be makel. So the Ra'ah explains various different halachas that we find by Stam Yenam, by Pasakum, by Bishul and Ochrim, based on the reasonability of chasnus. Now, as you all probably know, Bishul Nochri is only also Oil al Shulchan Malochim. Why Oil al Shulchan Malochim? So many of the Rishayim in the Sugya in Avodah Zorah Daf Lamed Hey, right, because people wouldn't invite others to meals only if it's a choshev a meal. You don't invite friends to give them potato chips. When you invite friends over, you serve them meals that are mechubidika meals. And that is why Chazal were makel bedovah she'eino al shulchan malochim, because chasnas wouldn't be reasonable. So the Ra'ah analyzes various different halachas that we find by Pasakum, by Bishul Nochri, and by Stam Yenam, from which the Ra'ah proves that specifically in the entire realm of chasnus, of benoy seyem, it does depend on the reasonability of cheshash benoy seyem, and therefore, according to the Ra'ah, we could even be mechadesh halachas lefi amokam v'azman, based on is the cheshash benoy seyem reasonable or is it remote? So that is a basic machlokes that we find between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. So the Ra'ah is in Toras Abayis. The Rashba is not in Toras Abayis, but rather in Shuvas. The Rashba chelek aleph siman reish mem ches, but obviously these two great gedolim have many differences of opinion, not only in Toras Abayis, but also in different sources, as we see. So the Rambam is mechadesh halacha in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes in Hilchas Machlokes Asuros. And the Rambam writes, Yayin Mevushal, there is no Isser of Stam Yeinom. And why is that? So the Rambam is of the opinion, why were Chazal Machmir B'Stam Yeinom Lesser B'Hanoah? Because of Nesach. But Goyim are not Menasach Yayin Mevushal. And therefore Yayin Mevushal is not also B'Hanoah. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rosh rejects the Rambam. Perig Beis, Semen Yud Beis, and Avodah Zorah, and the Rosh argues, Stam Yayin is Mishum Benoiseim. If it's Mishum Benoiseim, why would there be a difference Yayin Mevushal or Yayin Shein Mevushal? Obviously, according to the Rambam, Mishum Benoiseim, there only would be an Issa Shtia, an Issa Achila. The reason that it's also Banoah, following Rashi and the Ge'onim, quoted in Tosfos and Avodah Zorah and Nun Zayin, is Mishum Shiragilim Lefo'omim Lenasach Sheloi Bifnei Avodah Zorah. We find that also in Shabbos Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Therefore, the Rambam says, the Issa HaNoah is only Mishum Nesach. Ve'kiven she'ein agoyim menaschem Yayin Mevushal, Yayin Mevushal is not Bechlal HaGezeira. The Rosh, on the other hand, says, no, it's about Benoiseim. And if it's about Benoiseim, why there would be a difference? So the Rosh is Miyashiv the Rambam, and he says, Evshar. Yayin Mevushal was uncommon in their day and age. V'milse de lo shchicha lo gozro b'rabbonon, and therefore the Isser of Stam Yenam does not apply to Yayin Mevushal. Not because of the reasoning of the Rambam, because the Goyim aren't menasach Yayin Mevushal. The Rosh argues it's about Benoiseim. So maybe we could prove that the Rosh maintains, like the Ra'ah, and the first Derech and Tosfos, Shabbos Yud Zayin and the Rosh, that the additional Chimra of Issur HaNoah is not associated with Yayin Nesach, but with Benoiseim. Because Chazal saw the Cheshash of Benoiseim regarding Yayin is far greater than regarding Pas and Tavshilim. Therefore, the Rosh argues, why would there be a difference between Yayin Mevushal and Einoi Mevushal? And therefore, the Rosh says, we must suggest a different approach, because Yayin Mevushal wasn't Shechich, and Milse de lo Shechicha, loy gozru borabonon. Which brings us to a big machloikis between the great poiskim of our generation. So there's a big machloikis whether pasteurized wine as a din of yayin mevushan, one could be meikel meistam yayinim. Yayin mefustar, wine that is pasteurized. And this is a biz machlokes between present day gedolim. And Rabbi Yosef Zecher Tzadik Ravrocha was machmir by yayin mefustar for two different reasons. Some rishonim say, why is yayin mevushal different? Because the taste is no longer as perfect. Yayin mevushal is poigim in the flavor, in the tastes, in the quality of the wine. And the Rosh says, milz de Rosh Chicha, but today most wine is pasteurized. And obviously some very good wines are pasteurized, and it is shachiach. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef argued, we should be machmir. Tshuvas Yabia Omar, Chelek Ches, Yoredei Asimit Tezvov, has a very lengthy tshuva, and he is meikel. And we also find in Minchas Yitzchak a tshuva. So Rabbi Yosef is machmir on one hand, Rabbi Avadi Yosef is meikel on the other hand. Between the two is the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Weiss, and he is somewhat poiseach al shnei asifim, but ultimately he is meikel. And I think in Ibn Diditalia, I would be meikel. Because, yes, the Rosh says the reason that Yayin Mavushal would be mutar is because it's a mitzvah l'shchicha. So Rabbi Yosef says, today it is shechiach. But one could argue, doesn't depend whether it's shechiach today. In their time, it wasn't shechiach, and therefore they weren't geyser. So that wouldn't change if today it is shechiach. If Yayin Mavushal was not Bechlal the Gzeira, then it's not Bechlal the Gzeira. So that wouldn't change neither Lechumra nor Lekula. And the fact that today it is Shechiach wouldn't be that relevant if we say Yayin Mavushal wasn't Bechlal the Gzeira. But what is more important is that the Tur doesn't bring the Rosh. And the Taz explains why the Tur doesn't bring the Rosh, because the Rosh writes it Bederech Efshar Liyashev Das Rambam, and therefore the Tur does not pasken in accordance to the Rosh, but the Tur actually brings the approach of the Rambam. And the Rambam's approach is based on the Gaonim, and the Gaonim is Halacha Pesukim, and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch pasken in accordance to the Gaonim, that Bizman Hazeh Stam Yainim is not Osa Banua, because the addition of Issa Anua is based on Nesach, not on Benoiseyim. So the kasha of the Rosh falls. So there's no need for the teretz of the Rosh. And therefore, it does not depend whether it's shechiach or not shechiach. Regarding the quality, so I have a few real big winemakers between my Talmidim and the participants in my shiurim, and I discussed with them. First of all, a great many wines today are not pasteurized, and the really expensive wines, the real quality ones, are not pasteurized, because the process of pasteurization does affect the quality of the wine, and pasteurized wine are not really considered quality wines, and the expensive wines are not pasteurized. So even today, we know that the process of pasteurization does somewhat impair the quality of the wine. So, therefore, there is no real basis to say that today is different than it was once upon a time. So, yesh mukum lachalak. But after all, we're dealing with anisa derabonan and sveika derabonan lakula, ve yesh mukum lachalak, but there is also a great mukum to say it is the same, because like Yayin Mevushal is not as great in quality as Yayin She'eino Mevushal. That is true today as well. And the fact that today, Bishul is Shechiach, pasteurization is Shechiach, doesn't really make a difference according to the Tur, because the Halacha is not in accordance to the Svar of the Rosh, that the Kula of Yayin Mevushal is based on the fact that it's not Shechiach. One additional question, Halacha Lamaisa, which I dealt with in Minchas Osher, Halacha Lamaisa, is regarding, is there an Issa of Bishul Nochrim in microwave ovens? So in Minchas Osher I wrote, and this is a heter specifically for Shas Adchak, because a great many people amongst us. And this has become a very common phenomenon and very common practice. Due to the advance of medicine and medical care, we have more elderly people than we ever had in the past, which is basically a bracha. Baruch Hashem, we have people have longer lifespans and life expectancy, and Baruch Hashem, there are more zakenim amongst us than there ever were. And it has become very common in Eretz Yisrael especially that we have caretakers. I don't think caretaker is the right word. Caregivers? We have, you know, most of them are non-Jews, Filipinos, and others that take care of elderly people, and they sleep in their homes, and they take care of them. And sometimes the only person that could cook food for these elderly people is their Filipino helpers. So if you have a big family, Baruch Hashem, usually somebody could come over and prepare food or put on the stove. But sometimes with these elderly people, some of them also suffer from dementia, it would be a great danger to leave fire on. So we don't want to leave open fire in the homes, and the only person that could cook for the elderly people would be their Filipino helpers. And is there any room for leniency regarding the Issur Bishul Machri? And I say B'Sha'as Adchak, I would say that microwave ovens, there is no Issur from Bishul Machri, because it is a clear halacha in Yoredeya that Bishul Machri is only Bishul Shel Eish, and therefore Kavush, Maluach, Me'ushan, regarding Hilcha Shabbos, and Issur V'Heta, Me'ushan is Bishul, Kovish Kumevushal, Maliach Kumevushal. But regarding Bishul Nachrim, Loi Gazru Ela Bishul Shel Eish. Bishul Shel Eish. Microwave ovens are not Bishul Shel Eish. Not only it's not Bishul Shel Eish, there is no heat source. There is no external source of heat in a microwave oven. Microwaves are electromagnetic waves that cause a molecular change in organic material, in organic substance, and the heat comes from within. There is no external source of heat, and that is not definitely not Bishul Shalesh. And therefore, B'Sha'as Adchak, I am makel that there is no Isra of Bishul Nachrim in microwave ovens. However, Shevet Alevi, and I think that Aval Yoshev Zecher Tzadikim Lavrocha agreed to that psak, because today microwave ovens are extremely common, then there would be a gzeir of binoiseim. And I say, Masha loy gozru, loy gozru. Microwave ovens are common, but I still would argue forcibly it's still not ikar derech bishul. Microwaves are primarily used for heating up cooked food. It is not ikar derech bishul. But even if it would be ikar derech bishul, loy gazru ela bishul shel eish. That is the lashon of Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And it's not the bishul shel eish, and it's not the bechlan like Zayda. So this is an example. Would b'nisayim be a chumra? Because the previous examples we brought is, would b'nisayim be a kula? Would we say changing norms? B'nisayim is no longer reasonable. We're dealing with tafshilim that you buy that were cooked in a factory. So there's no b'nisayim. So many achroinim deal with changing norms, l'kula. This is a question of changing norms, l'chumr. So loy gazru elol bishul shalesh. Would we say, but today, using microwave ovens is so common that we would say, there is a gzera of b'noiseyem. And I say no. Loy gazru elo bishul shel eish. And even if we would argue, no, microwave ovens are still not ikar derech bishul. So, in my opinion, when we're dealing with a real Sha'as Adchak, one could be makel that in microwaves there is no issa of bishul einachem. So today, we dealt with an interesting halacha, and we also dealt with various different shaylos halacha lamaisa in this area, regarding the entire spectrum of Isurim Derabbanan Mishum Benoisayim. And that includes four different areas. Stam Yenam, Pas Akum, Bishon Ochrim, and Shemanam, Shemen Shel Akum. These four were prohibited because of Benoisayim. The Jews should not mingle and socialize with non-Jews, lest that bring about intermarriage and grave sakonas for Klal Yisrael. And we examined primarily, would these be similar to any other Seder Rabbanan, or would these be different? And they are dependent, lekula velechumra, lefi hamokim vazman, and according to the different circumstances and different situations, would we, in every changing day, age, situation, circumstance, would we judge, is there a reasonable chashash of benoiseim or not? And we touched upon various different shailas regarding this big and central halacha that we find primarily in Masechet Avodah Zarah. So this week's parsha is Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshem es chamosi mi'al b'nei Yisrael, bekanoi es kinosi besoichem velo chilisi es b'nei Yisrael bekinosi. Al kein, hine nino yisrael es b'si sholem v'hoi saloi, v'lezaroi achrov b'nis kuhunas oylem. And Pinchas is the symbol of kanois. Rachmona id karlan kene'usei de Pinchas kano. And as Vochim Dav Kuf Aleph, Chazal say, Loineskai and Pinchas ad she'oso sholoim ben ha'shavotim. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Pinchas the gift of kahuna, but he wasn't zeichet to kahuna ad she'oso sholoim ben ha'shavotim. And why is that? So many commentaries, many mefarshim in the Torah deal with Arichas Aloshin. Pinchas ben Aloshin. Ben Hanakoin, Heshavs Chamos Yimar Ben Yisrael, Velo Chalisis Ben Yisrael, Bikinosi. So many times I spoke about the essence of Kanois. And I said that Kanois that has any shemits of Kas is not really the pure concept of Kanois. Kanois needs to be bred by compassion and caring and concern for Klal Yisrael. So Pinchas's intentions were, Heshev eschamosi mi'al b'nei Yisrael, velo chilisi es b'nei Yisrael. So Pinchas primarily worried for Klal Yisrael, and he understood that he must do what he did, Leishev Chaimo. So in Sanhedrin of Pei Beis, the Gemara says, Kishabo Pinchas lekanois, bikshu malachei ashoras ledochafoi. Angels from above want to push him away. Omer lemakodesh bohu, hanichu lo, kanai ben kanaihu, meishev chemo ben meishev chemo. Shabbos the Yud Beis, we learn that malachim don't know the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions of people. They see what people do. They are not aware of what people feel and what people think. And malachim don't know machshavos b'nei adam. So the malachim didn't know who Pinchas was. They saw a kanai, bikshu ledochafoi, omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu hanichu loi, kanai ben kanayu, but he is also meishev chemo, ben meishev chemo. And that is why, bo akosa v'yichasoi acharei aharon. So there's an amazing smack. The smack writes, there's a din roidef achar nara hamaroso niten lahatziloi benafshoi. And the smack writes, but the kanai and the person that killed that roidef, yezor benafshoi, shelo yekoshel be'erva, sheim yekoshel yechoshe biyodo kiilu shofach dam noki. And it's a big tema, because unlike Kinas Pinchas, which is voluntary, it's not a chiyuv, but the Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin, Aroidev Achanara Merosa, is mandatory, it's a chiyuv. It's not something you could choose to do or not to do. If a person witnesses and sees Aroidev Achanara Merosa, it's just like Aroidev Achachaveda Lahorgoi. He has a chiyuv to destroy the Roidef. So why would he be considered a Shoifer Damim if he is not a Tzadik Gomer? And the answer is yes. You're mechiev to kill the Roidef, but you're also mechiev to be a Tzadik. She'im yekoshel ba'ois ha'yavoin, yechoshev b'yodei ki'ilu Shoifer Dam Naki. So to be a Kanai is not that simple. It's not that easy. Sometimes you need to do what needs to be done, but it needs to be pure. And it needs to come from a heart that's full of Ahavas Yisrael and not sinner. No hatred and no vengeance. And that was the greatness of Pinchas. So on Brochas Daf Chof, Omele Abaya Lerav Papa. Abaya asks of Papa, Mai Shno Rashoinim, De Islachesh Lehu Nisa, Va Anan Lo Islachesh Lan Nisa. How come in earlier generations there were Zeichet the miracles? Is it because they were greater Lamdonim than we are? No. We are greater Lamdonim than they were. That is what Abaya argues. Ubi Yomav Sherev Yehuda, Kisholav Chad Misane, Osamitro. Va'anan tzavchinan v'tzavchinan v'lez da'ashkech ban min ha'shamayim. And if Papa says, Rishonim, the Masa Nafshai wa'kedushas Hashem, there was zechut the miracles. We lack Mesiris Nefesh and Kedushas Hashem. And the Gemara brings an example. Rev Ada Barahava. Rev Ada Barahava hava kozel b'shuka v'chozo, and he sees a woman dressed in a karbalta. And Rashi explains, it was a beged of pritzus. Rav Ada Bar Ahava tears that beged to shreds. And then people rush over and they tell him, what are you doing? She ain't Jewish. What are you doing? And he's shocked. He thought that she's a Bas Yisrael. So he approaches her and asks her, what's your name? And she says, Moson. And he says, Moson, Moson, Dalet Meyezuz Shavya. Your name is Moson, that means 200. So he pays her 400 shekel or whatever it is, Dalad Meyaz is, as compensation. And I ask, well, Rav Papa wants to bring an example of a person that is Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So what is the Kiddush Hashem? That he was totally unafraid and he was obviously humiliating himself in the middle of the street. He tears a woman's garment to shreds. So why is it important, the end of the story, when he became aware that she isn't Jewish? He asked her, what's her name? And he gave her 400 zuz. So in my understanding, of course it's important. Because when we hear the story, Rav Ada Bar Ahava sees a woman dressed a karbalta, it's not a tznias de kabegid. He walks over, he tears that begid to shreds. But we need to know, who is this Rav Ada Bar Ahava? Is he an angry man? So others would say, okay, so probably he had a big fight with his wife at home, and then he walks out on the street and motziyat atzabim shelo and whoever has the bad luck of being in his way. No, this is Rav Ada Bar Ahava. When he becomes aware that he humiliated, he embarrassed a woman that's not a Bas Yisrael. So what does he do? Well, I know many people that would say, Zanish Kanid, Zalzagain in der Erd. No, they would run away. Just leave her there and run away. That's what many people would do. But that's not Rav Ada Bar Ahava. He hurt her feelings with no justification. She's not a Bas Yisrael. She's not Mechuyev and Din Etznius. Well, you could always rationalize and say, no, but she's Machshel people. This is not right. That's not Rav Ada Bar Ahava. So he approaches her and he asks her, what's her name? Al tar besicha mishu. Im ishto yomro, kal vachoymer beishe zecherem. Im bas yisoel amro, kal vachoymer bas goyim. Every person, kal vachoymer agod lador, one of the greatest tamaroim. But he hurt this lady and he wants to make up for it. He asks her, what's her name? And she says, Moson. So others would say, okay, let's go to Ashamai. You know, let's go to somebody and he will determine how old is this garment? How much time are you wearing it? How much did it cost? Where did you buy it? No, he takes out 400 shekel, dalad meyaziz, a mosan, mosan, dalad meyaziz, a shavi, he gives her, regardless of how much it costs, how much he's mechuyev, that's levada v'rahava. And he was a mekadesh Hashem, and that is the greatness of proper kanos. And that's the kanos of Pinchas ben Eloza ben Aaron HaKoyen. So Rashi brings, and the source is the Gemara. Lefi shehoya shvotim avazen oisoy. Pinchas, and they said, Hara'isem ben puti zeh shepitam avi imoya gorem ravid zora. Lefi chach bo'akosav v'yichasoy acharei aharon. So what is that nonsense about Pitam avi imoy agolem le'avodah zorah? Why is that relevant? Why would that be relevant? So what did the Shevotim say? Hara'isem ben puti zeh shepitam avi imoy agolem le'avodah zorah. The Pasuk doesn't have to countercharge divrei hevel ve'ra'us ruach. Why would that be relevant? Shepitam avi imoy agolem le'avodah zorah. So my pshat is this. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei, HaMeshabek Kelem B'chamoso Yeh Be'enechu Ke'ilu Oyved Avodah Zorah. And the Zohar in Parshas Bereishis goes beyond that. Kol HaKoyes Ke'ilu Oyved Avodah Zorah. I don't really know how to explain it, but it is obvious from these two sources, the Zohar in Bereishis and the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Hei, that there is some correlation, there is some kesha between Kaas and Avodah Zorah. So the Shvotim said, Pinchas is a big kanoi. It's in his genes. It's all about genetics. His Zayda was Mefata Magolim L'Avodah Zorah, and he is Meshabek Kelim B'Chamosoi. He's not only a Meshabek Kelim B'Chamosoi, he kills people B'Chamosoi. So it's not such a big deal. You know, it's in his genes. It's a family of Oyvide Avodah Zorah. V'kol HaKoyes Kili Oyvide Avodah Zorah. Meshabek Kelim B'Chamosoi. So the Torah says, yes, yes. Kenas Pinchas is about genetics. It's in his genes. But you got the wrong Zayda. It's not the one that was Mefatim Agolem L'Avodah Zorah. It's Pinchas ben Eloza ben Aaron HaKoyen. And Aaron HaKoyen is Oyev Sholem, V'Roidev Sholem, V'Oyev Esabriyah, so Mekavon HaTorah. Those are Pinchas' genes. That is his genetic makeup. That is his genome. And he is the one that is mekanek Yenes Hashem. Hei shev eschamosi mi'al b'nei Yisrael. Kanai ben kanayu, meishev chemo ben meishev chemo. And that is the real kanois. And therefore we say in every day, in every generation, b'shas sora, rachmona id kalon, kene'usay de pinchas kano. So in the schus of pinchas kano, we should be zoicha, to be Sodas Toivis, and Bona Chaim, and Zoyna Ravicha, and to be as Goel Sedek, and Binyan Beis Amigdosh, Bemheirov, Yomeinu, Amen.